well, that being the case, I heard that there might be some general comments. Has anybody in London got some general comments before I turn it back to Jim? Okay, Jim.
Jay, and I know we had Russell also, I think, has a, he missed the, when we talked about the summary of last time's issues, but Jay, go ahead.
Thanks, Jim. So I'm a PCAOB board member, one of five, and I can only speak for myself, not my fellow board, but just want to make some overarching comments about some of the things I've heard, and appreciate all the debate about some of these issues, and I heard a number of things today where reasonable people could walk away with different conclusions on how to apply, and I undertone of some of the discussion, I think, is, gee, all the second-guessing that's going to come as a result of decisions that are made where reasonable people might disagree, and the second-guessing for preparers will come from the SEC and their auditors, from the auditors will come from us and the SEC and others. And I just want to observe that when we go to do an inspection of the work of an audit in any given company, we usually do look at revenue. And in the inspection reports that have just been issued for the 2013 inspection cycles, last the U.S. Big Four reports are out now, and of the 200-plus engagements we looked at, I think we had exactly zero restatements that arose as a result of our inspection activities last year. I might have that off by one, but very few to none. And anytime we do have a significant gap application issue where it's not just clear that the gap was wrong, we consult initially informally with the SEC and then more formally, and oftentimes I understand the firm will nudge their client to go have a discussion too to make sure that all the points are on the table. And so the one thing we do look at in virtually every engagement we inspect, though, is the auditors work on the controls around it. And so many things here, and I appreciate the difficulties. Alan, you talked about 30,000 individual contracts to look at with the exact same language, or you might reach different conclusions. I appreciate that will be incredible difficulty, and just encourage you to think about what controls you need to have in place beyond what you have today. And I appreciate, and today you deal with similar issues also, so we will certainly be looking at that very carefully, and the reasoned judgments that are well documented, where the auditor has been objective and skeptical and considered the contrary information, those are easier to conclude on versus ones where we don't understand how you got there, and most of the findings are about how you got there. Since we met last, we have issued, Marty and his team issued a staff practice alert on all the things we're seeing in the inspections we do relative to auditing revenue, and across all the sizes of companies and firms, based on existing GAAP, existing auditing standards, and that does a really good job of summarizing all the things that we see, and there's a lot of blocking and tackling there, a lot around the controls, but then a lot around how much, how deep the auditor go in testing the revenue with the number of transactions, et cetera, as well as did they look at the gap. And so we are very mindful of our standards and whether we need to think about changing some of our standards. We have informally, I'm not sure if it's on our standard setting agenda yet, but at least we're looking at it and collecting information, including these meetings. So appreciate all the discussion.
And Russell, I think you had an observation on the summary from last time.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciating that it's Friday afternoon and it's late in London. I'll make this quick. So the summary on summarizing the July TRG meeting where we talked about gross versus net and the sales tax question, appreciating that the summary is a good summary of our discussion, but when staring at the jurisdiction by jurisdiction words that were written down, it sort of started to sink in that the reality of that is it would be a real challenge from an implementation standpoint for a lot of companies. I went back and talked to some people that were part of the EITF process and were part of EITF 06-3, and I went back and looked at the minutes and the issue summaries. Is it worth considering maybe as a practical expedient something similar to 06-3, given the practical implications of doing that analysis on a jurisdiction by jurisdiction basis?
So Russell had told me how many jurisdictions you had to evaluate. It was a little stark, 20,000.
So it was rough estimate, give or take 1,000, but yeah, but 20,000 or so jurisdictions.
I think that's useful input for us to know. Ian, send it over to you for any concluding comments.
Yeah, well, I mean, firstly, Jim, I'd say whoever allocated the topics between you and me should do the job again next time, because I got this one.
Yeah, just reverse the...
No, but I think that's been a good discussion, and it's our second meeting. We're moving on. I think actually we were more efficient than our first meeting, and we've got improvements to make, and we encourage all the members to let us know what they think we should be doing differently and how we should be moving forward. As somebody said earlier, we've got a timetable for next year set out. We'll draft the report again, and we're always ready to take comments on how that report should be formatted, but I think we've got to a reasonable compromise given that the sessions are fully recorded and on our websites. We're still working together. We've still got a converged standard, and we've got to keep really endeavouring to keep it that way. So thanks very much, and to everybody on both sides. We're not going to be late for dinner, and you're not going to be late for lunch, as long as Jim doesn't speak too much. And that's fine. Thanks, Jim.
Great. Thank you. And thanks again for the participation. It really is useful to us to hear the dialogue. I think that the discussion today has focused on a couple areas that the staff will, I'm sure, want to circle back with the board. I think one of those issues obviously builds upon the licenses issue from last time. Hopefully we'll be able to isolate a few issues and be more definitive about next steps, what, if anything, the boards might be doing. So don't feel like this is just a discussion that is an intellectual one. We really do hear the challenges in a couple of areas that you're facing. So thank you again, and get 5 minutes back in your